Praise the Lord and good morning. You're dialed in to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Well, we thank God for this new day. It's Thursday morning, November 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. And on God's sacred calendar, it's the year 5775. However, we are in it and we are rejoicing because He created it and He made it. Welcome to you. I praise God that you're able to be up and alert and strong and join us today. I trust you had a wonderful night of rest. In our zone, we're just getting up, and if you're somewhere else on the earth, well, we praise God for your moment, your circumstances, and your time. But let us all praise Him for this day. Let's all rejoice in it. And it has nothing to do with the feeling. It has to do with facts. He is Lord over all. And today, we want to remember and be conscious of, even as we pray, that His throne is over every nation. And that's something that we want to be presently conscious of, even as we live through the days and observe the events of each day, listening to what is happening in our community, in our families, in our lives, and across the earth, that there's a throne, and it's above every other throne. Every other throne is under the rule of the Almighty. His throne rules over the entire earth. And we thank Him for that today. Our hearts are filled with praise and thanksgiving. So let's go into His courts and offer those to Him. Him who deserves all the honor and the glory. Lord, we come to You this morning. For us, it's new. For us, it's never been seen before. But You have always been God from before the generations, from before the earth was formed. And we thank You, Lord, that You've given us a place on the timeline called history. You've determined, predetermined that we would be here now and we would walk in the works that You have reserved for us to do from before the foundation of this earth. So we come before Your throne today, observing and appreciating the majesty of Your person, the awesomeness of Your throne, and that Your wisdom covers all the earth. Your wisdom rules and gives direction to the entire creation. Above the earth, in the earth, below the earth, and the seas. There's no place that Your authority and rule does not reach and touch. So today we come humbly because we know that without You, we are nothing. And it was You and in You that we find our being. We live and move in You, because You created us. How wonderful, how great, how mighty. So we humble ourselves today. We bow low, counting it joy, blessing, that we have this privilege at this time, on this day. Thank you for gathering us from the winds, the east, the west, the north, and the south, to come together as we are now, with our minds sharply focused on being obedient, being submitted to your rule, even now. Speak to our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Instruct us. Open the eyes of our heart that we may see you. We want to see you. We thank you for these moments that we have. We rejoice in them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your righteousness that enrobes and covers us. And where there are gaps or omissions, we ask for your forgiveness for sin, so that nothing hinders our communing with you and you with us. Cleanse our hearts from every stain. We receive the application of the blood upon our hearts so that we are covered and seen through Christ, whose righteousness has been granted to us. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I would like to extend a welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. And as we stand together, remember, we are together. There's a oneness in our being up and alive right now. That was God's plan, God's purpose. So let us bask in it. Let us just flow in it. Now imagine his throne is over every nation. And that's why our program is called Global Time with Christ Jesus. The idea there was to capture and engrave the truth in all our activity here on the prayercast. This is global. It's his time. And he is the Christ. The word of God is clear that the earth belongs to the Lord and all people in it. That means you and I and every nation. And one of the things that I'm thankful for that I'm able to imagine and to process and to think in terms of Christ's rule globally over every nation, not in the future, but right now. And it's a joy to come under that rulership consciously now, today, in this moment, because there are many that are waiting for some future date when he, in their minds, is going to rule as if he doesn't rule now. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. The Father said to the Son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for possession. Now that has already happened. The Father instructed the Son. The Son obeyed. And the Son has received the entire earth, all the nations. Now, are the nations submitted? No, they're not. They're individuals like you and me. We've submitted, but there's so many more to be brought into the fold. There's still many lost sheep. So we are now under the light of Christ's rule and reign, and he's reigning from his throne. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And he's not sitting on a floor. He's sitting on a throne. The nations continue to resist his rule, preferring to rule themselves. However, as you could see, if you're paying attention to the news, the media, the nations are like blind men groping in the dark, trying to find their way, perplexed. Can you feel God's sadness mounting in your heart as you think of the condition of the nations? Let us take a quick peek at the Word of God. And we're looking at Hebrews chapter 1. And we just want to lift a few verses from there. These verses are intended by the Holy Spirit to quicken us. Verse 1 says, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways, God spoke of old to our forefathers in and by the prophets. But in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a Son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outgrowing or radiance of the divine. And he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sin and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high, taking a place, a rank, by which he himself became as much superior to angels as the glorious name, the title which he has inherited, is different from and more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God say, you are my son, today I have begotten you, established you in an official sonship relation with kingly dignity? And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. Moreover, when he brings the firstborn son again into the habitable world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Hmm. Well, when we read those words, let's take a look at verse 8 in the same chapter. It says, but as to the Son, he says to him, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, to the ages of the ages, and the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of absolute righteousness for justice and straightforwardness. So what God has done is done for all eternity. Aren't you glad that he included you? I know I am. I'm glad he included you. I'm glad he included me. I'm glad he included us. And this is no accident. This was by purpose, on purpose. God made specific decisions concerning us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. My heart's jubilating. And I trust that yours is too. Well, let us get into action. I trust that you brought your praise with you. If you'd like to be heard, just to shout, just to amen what God is doing, even right now in this moment. He's given us this facility and this privilege to do what we're doing right now. It's his thought, his idea, his purpose, his plan. So if you have a praise report that you'd like to share with us, then please do not be bashful about doing that. Sharing always builds community. We are a community, to be sure. Just press the button 1 on your telephone. Make sure your mute button is off, and once you press the button, you will be heard. And here's a good example of what we mean. You're on. You're live. You may speak. Thank you and welcome. Okay, we were signaled by a request for an open mic. 8599 is your last 4 numbers. Would you speak? You have a free opportunity to do so. Your line and mic is open. Okay. Maybe we'll get to that ultimately. But do press number 1, and please do realize that when you do, we are signaled here in the studio, and your mic becomes live, and you speak, and you will be heard. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's begin to pray. And if we're paying attention to what is happening on the earth right now, and I speak in those terms because it's not about just about me or just about you or just about us. It's about the entire earth, this plan and this program that we are part of, that God is working in the earth. He's doing something worldwide. And so, as we pay attention from day to day, from moment to moment, of what is happening on our planet, it's not unusual for you or I to feel burdened in our hearts for the nations, certainly beginning with our own nation. And whatever nation you're in, wherever you are on the earth, God is concerned about your nation. So today we want to pray for your nation. And in so doing, we're considering our nation as well. These United States, to whom God has given extreme blessing to be a linchpin on what is happening in the rest of the earth. Right now, that's true. So we want to pray for this nation, the United States, and you can pray with us for that, as well as pray for your own nation by name. Let us pray. Father, we lift up the nations of the earth, all of them. We know that without exception, they all belong to the earth, to the Lord. They all belong to Him, every individual. We are His. He's inherited because you said that he should and could. And we therefore acknowledge that fact today, that all of the nations, all of the earth, belongs to Him. And today we agree with the prophet Isaiah, who said that the nations should come to the light. We make supplication today. We make prayers and intercessions today. Give thanks for all the people of these United States and all the people of all the other nations. We pray for the leaders of this nation. Therefore, we can have a peaceable life in all goodness, godliness, and honesty. Father, cause our leaders to be just, even as great decisions are being made that affect the lives of so many, nationally and internationally. Give the leaders courage to make those decisions, and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Cause our leaders to fall down before you, and cause this nation to serve you. Cause this nation to return. Cause the poor and needy people of our nation to be delivered, even on this day. The children are hungry, lack necessities, are without guidance and covering, wandering as lost. We cause a change today by our faith and our agreement with you, first of all. Let your dominion be established in this nation. Let the enemies of the people lick the dust. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear you. Let the Lord rule over our nation, and let our nation be glad and rejoice, according to Psalm 97:1. Cause our nation to sing a new song. bless his name and show forth his salvation from day to day. Cause the people of our nation to tremble at the presence of the Lord. Cause our nation to make a joyful noise to the Lord and let the people serve him with gladness. Let our leaders praise you and let them hear the words of your mouth. Cause the wicked to be rooted out of our land. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him in his holiness. Our nation is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. According to Psalm 24:1, let all the idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Let our nation praise the Lord for his mercies, for his kindness, and for his truth. Save our nation and send prosperity. I pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ. So today we pray that our nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom. It will be converted and bring its wealth to the king. So we pray that our nation will be healed, completely healed by the leaves from the tree of life. And we pray that the nation will show forth the praises of God, will see the glory of God. And we pray that those who are deaf will hear the words of the book, and let the blind see out of obscurity, according to Isaiah 29, verse 18. We pray that our nation will come to Zion to be taught and learn war no more. We pray that our nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I believe, along with you, that those prayers are God's desire. We are praying in agreement with him. And that's our function, friend, to do exactly that. If the people of God do not do that, then who? Who will? So God has you and I functioning in the gap. And the gap is the difference between what is and what ought to be, according to God's will. So thank you for adding your faith to ours, and for being in agreement according to the word of God, which says that if two in the earth would agree as touching anything, it shall be done. Because we've been given the authority to say to the mountain, be cast into the sea. And the mountain moves. The mountain is very intimidating. It's huge. When you look at it, you just know you can't conquer it just because you desire to. You're going to need help. Well, thank God for his help. Well, you're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. Just want to remind you that we're here on his time before his throne. We are His people. He's our God. Just press the button one on your telephone. Make sure your mute button is off, and your pressing one will make live your microphone here in our studio, and we'll be able to hear you, and everyone else will as well. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, bless the Lord and come forth. Yes, bless the Lord and come forth. And He will be so glad at heart, because He's given you the privilege to do so by giving you this day. Imagine that. There are those who did not make it. True. They have reached their expiration date. And so let us give Him praise and thank Him, and let us commune with Him while we can. In the earth, that is. Amen. Heavenly Father, implant Yourself anew in our hearts today, according to Your word in James chapter 1 and verse 22. We are doers of the word. We are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us, according to John 17 and verse 23. And we are the body of Christ, because You made it so, Lord. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, according to Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 8 and verse 37. We are overcomers. We overcome by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. And we love not our life unto death, according to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. You've made us, and therefore we are the head and not the tail. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, according to Your word in Philippians 4:13. And Father, as we speak Your word, we know it won't return back to You void, but it will accomplish what it was sent out to do, according to Isaiah 55:11. Therefore, if we ask anything according to Your will, You hear us. And because You hear us, we have whatsoever it is we ask for, according to Your word in 1 John 5:14 and 15. Heavenly Father, we thank You that it is written in Psalms 103 that we will not forget all Your benefits. You forgave all our sins and have healed us from all our diseases. You redeemed our lives from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouths with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquities. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is Your mercy towards us. For we fear You. As far as the east is from the west, You have thrown our sins away from us. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Thank You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've made the way where there was no way. You've removed every obstruction to our relationship with the Father. You've paid the ultimate price so that we can communicate with Him in confidence, knowing that we're being heard, because the Father wants to hear our cry, wants to hear our voice, is constantly listening for a call from us. Father, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to make our entrance without fear, boldly. We pray today that you would continue to speak to our hearts. Cause us to see, to hear, and to know better than we did on yesterday. Because your mercies today are new. You're giving us our daily bread, even now. Father, we are praying now for children and youth. Even in our nation, they're stirring now, getting ready to begin a new day, get ready to attend classes. We rebuke the designs, plots of the adversary even now. In the name of Jesus, we command him to take up his weapons and to vacate, to leave, to flee seven ways, so that no harm or hurt come to our children on this day. Cause the eye of the teachers, administrators, security, be sharp to discern the tricks of the adversary, so that any tragedies are averted today. Those plots of the enemy are canceled in the name of Jesus, because the blood prevails. We put a circle around every school in our community, every crosswalk in our community, even now, for the benefit and safety of our children. Wherever children are today, Lord, we ask that your ministering angels, your heavenly host, be dispatched in huge numbers to minister, to protect, to keep and to preserve against the kingdom of darkness and its dark plots. We pray the light of Christ will rise even as the sun rises today, and it would be positioned high in the sky for all to see across the nation and across the earth. In the name of Jesus, have your way today, Lord. Have your way. We thank you for safety for the children as they are transported to and from school. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you feel confidence in God's word rising in your heart, knowing that He is the one that does everything for us? Now, normally in life, to have people do everything for us and we do little or nothing, that would be disempowering. But in the kingdom of God, complete and total dependence upon the Lord is empowering, because He can do things that we cannot do, or the way it can be done. So He's our strength. He's our strong tower. He's our refuge. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, our time is winding up. Not much of it left. If you would like to take the opportunity for this last few moments to give a praise report or lift a praise prayer request while it's available. You know, the power of agreement will get things done. The power of agreement. So just press the button and I see your signal. You're on live. Welcome and good morning to you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I thank God for praise this awesome Lord. Day that He has blessed us with. And I just have a praise report. I just thank God for answering prayer on yesterday. I had turned on the news and I had, you know, the scene where these two window washers were on their scaffolding, but something had malfunctioned with their scaffolding and they were dangling over an hour before, by the grace and the mercy of the Lord, even though if you listen to the media, they wasn't, of course, thinking anything about that. They were just saying that, you know, they have great responders and they're trained in this and that, but I know that is by the mercies of the Almighty God, because those things are made by man. And we know that whatever is made by man, it could malfunction and anything can happen at any time. There's failure with man, but there's no failure with God. And so I just want to give God a high note of praise this morning, because those two men were rescued safely. No one was hurt and no one was hurt. All the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the praise report. And I'm sure others of us had seen that even while it was occurring, and it was scary to watch. I'm so tempted. Of course, we're out of time now, but it so happened. I've been doing some study and some research, and that building features prophetically and symbolically in what is happening in the earth right now. And so I saw that event with the gentleman hanging precariously. I saw that event in the context of a larger prophetic picture. And, you know, it's, and I'm still asking, or trying to determine what God is saying to us by that event. For some reason, I just sensed that God wanted our attention, was trying to get, and did get, the attention of our nation and the world on that building. And I don't know why, meaning, you know, where God is going with it, but I do know that that building, I'm confident it features and towers, no pun intended, largely in God's prophetic picture. And so But we do thank God that the men's lives were spared. That was scary to watch. Praise God. Well, we do want to share in a benediction, God willing, right now, that would cause us benefit even as we leave from being together. Psalm 19 and verse 14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my Redeemer." And I trust that all of us can say amen to that.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Keep our hearts stayed on Him, please. And watch for the signs and the signals and the leading and the guiding all day long.